This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Chalk went up for the movement afoot in parts of the country to cut back on standardized testing in schools. The Florida legislature has passed a bill limiting how much time students can spend on state testing to no more than 45 hours a year. That's 45 hours spent with number two pencil in hand actually taking the test. It doesn't count all the hours spent prepping for the tests. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
A few years back, the Foundation for Excellence in Education looked into how many standardized tests students were taking in Florida.
Some school districts were requiring as few as 8 tests on top of what the state required, and some districts were requiring up to 200 additional tests.
I'm exhausted just hearing that from Patricia Levesque, CEO of the foundation. And she's an advocate of using tests to measure kids' progress and hold schools accountable. Her group was founded by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who expanded testing in the state. But even the foundation supported the bill passed this week.
There is such a thing as too many tests.
In addition to capping the number of hours students spend taking tests, the bill would eliminate an 11th grade English test, and schools would no longer have to give final exams in every subject not covered by state tests. Bob Schaefer with the national group Fair Test says that's progress, but not enough.
The vast amount of time devoted to testing in public schools is not administering the exams themselves, but the huge amounts of time spent by teachers and students getting ready for the test.
Around the country, more families are refusing to let their kids take the tests. Cindy Hamilton co-founded the group Opt Out Orlando. She says the Florida bill doesn't fix her main concern, that poor test scores can be used to hold kids back.
The bill falls very short of what we're looking for. The Opt Out movement isn't going anywhere.
If anything, Hamilton expects it to grow. This year, Florida students are taking new, more difficult tests tied to the Common Core standards, and many more students are expected to fail. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.